letters to start planting. And watching TV? Well, that requires four different remotes. Yep, it's not the best time for people who enjoy simple. But we're doing our part to change that. Corteva Agriscience, the agriculture division of DowDuPont, introduces the all-new True Choice offer. Now, this is simple. When you buy Pioneer brand seed, you earn Corteva cash that's immediately available for you to redeem at your crop protection retailer. Use that Corteva cash on more than 100 crop protection products. That's it. No waiting for a rebate, no digital fingerprinting necessary. Just a straightforward offer in an overly complicated world. Ask your local Pioneer sales representative or your crop protection retailer about True Choice. New, simple, now.
Stop, call or click before you dig. Dig safely. It's
raw. Avoid the danger. Avoid injury. It's important to know what's underground before you dig. No matter how small the job, if you're digging in your yard, call or click before you dig. Call 1-800-DIG-RIGHT or 811 or click on mowonecall.com.
Stop. Call or click before you dig. Dig safely. It's the law.
Call or click before you dig.
Stop. Call or click before you dig. Dig safely. It's the law.
Underground utilities are everywhere, even in your yard. No matter how small the job, know the dangers before you dig. Call 1-800-DIG-RIGHT or 811 or click on mowonecall.com. Digging without knowing where it's safe to dig can cause tremendous damage, even loss of life.
Stop. Call or click before you dig. Dig safely. It's the law.
Call or click before you dig.
Some job boards make you sort through tons of the wrong resumes, which makes finding a great candidate like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. That's not smart. The smart way? ZipRecruiter. They actively find and invite qualified candidates to apply. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire.
Try ZipRecruiter now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
It's At Home with Gary Sullivan.
Greg, welcome.
Last fall, I had a colored and stamped concrete patio put in, and in the last step, they swing this concrete.
Right.
Well, when he was tossing it around, a lot of it came up on the deck. You know, I used soap and water, and this seems like it set into the wood.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of like a dry pigment. I'm sure once it hits water, it created like a stain. I would think that the only thing that's really going to clean it would be a deck stripper. It's the only thing that's going to strip that out.
Saturday morning from 9 till noon, and Sunday night 7 till 9 on Quix.
911, what is your emergency?
My kid shot himself.
All right, where's the wound, sir?
I need you to apply pressure to that wound.
911, what is your emergency?
911, please state your emergency.
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns.
But it wasn't locked. It wasn't locked.
Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
It is 8:34, and we're going to hear from Darren White, the regional manager of the food bank for Central and Northeast Missouri. And I think we may have him on the line now. And let's go to the phones. I believe this is Darren White joining us online. Good morning. Is this Darren?
Yes, it is.
All right. We were able to connect with you finally. Thank you. Thank you for giving us a call this morning.
Uh-huh.
We'll let folks know once again. You're regional director for the food bank for Central and Northeast Missouri, and talking about many things going on. First of all, we'll talk about Checkout Hunger and tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, Checkout Hunger is currently going on at Bratcher's Market there in Moberly. So all it is simply we have scan cards that are set up at each checkout, and you can simply ask the cashier to scan the card. Each scan is worth $2, and of course, with the food banks, purchasing power of $1 to $21 worth of groceries, $2 is going to go a long way to be able to help us purchase food to go back into the community. So that campaign will be running to the end of December. So if you're out doing your, you know, shopping, holiday shopping, and getting groceries, whatever, just think about it, you know, to add to a couple dollars to your bill to be able to help those in need within the community. So So again, that campaign's going to the end of December.
Yeah, and something like that only takes a couple of seconds to do it. So, I mean, you don't have to think about it. You're not reaching in your pocket for change. You just have them scan the extra item, and you're done.
Exactly. It's easy, convenient. You know, you don't have to run to your local pantry to drop off food or money or what have you. Just simply do it while you're shopping, and you're helping so many people while you're, you know, in the process.
Has this been going on for a while?
Yes. Well, it's just been going on for the last couple of weeks. So I mentioned it last time we were on air speaking, you know, that this campaign was taking place. And, of course, again, it's going to run to the end of December here. So take advantage of it.
Tell us about some of the other drives that have been going on.
Yeah, we've had our partnership, annual partnership drive recently. That always takes place the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. We were very successful with that drive. Moberly was able to collect, you know, a little over 1,000 pounds of money. Actually, I said 1,000 pounds, $1,000 of money. And again, with the purchasing power of the food bank, that's going to go a long way with us being able to purchase food to be able to go back into the communities. Everything stays local. So anything, you know, those funds that we collected there at Walmart and Moberly will be used to purchase food for the area there. And we also was able to collect over 1,500 pounds of food to be able to go to our local partner agencies there. So Crisco Center, Cherith Brook, where the food went to. So very gracious for the partners there, volunteers there that helped us out, all the people who donated, you know, to be able to help out those in need within the community there. And then I said, you know, Moberly, that's what we did in Moberly, but overall, we were not just in Moberly. We're in Columbia and Jeff City and Fulton and Boonville and various other locations collecting food and funds as well that day. And we collected over $107,000 to be able to purchase food to help out those in need and collected over 12,000 pounds of food. So very successful drive, very fortunate to be able to collect all that, to be able to help out so many people.
And just to give our listeners some idea, how much will that serve? That the amount of money you raise there, how many people can you serve for how long with that?
Well, we're currently serving over 100,000 people each and every month throughout the food bank's 32 counties. So, you know, and with that purchasing power of that $1 to $21 worth of groceries, I mean, that's I'm not a math whiz here, but $107,000 is going to turn out to a lot of food to be able to help so many people.
I know you appreciate every can that's donated, but it sounds like money works out to be not only a better donation for the giver, make it easier, more convenient for them, but it sounds like it's a better deal for you to receive cash donations as far as not only the ease of getting it to you, but also the amount of food you can buy and make sure you get the right food that you're looking to hand out to people.
Most certainly. Funding is always going to help us be able to get so much more, you know, with that $1 to $21 worth of groceries, and we're able to do that because we're partners with Feeding America, which is an umbrella organization over all the food banks in the United States, and we are pretty much just paying transportation costs to get it from there to the food bank. So that's, you know, one of the major reasons why we're able to get it at such a good cost. I mean, I wish I could go to the store, you know, and be able to get that much for, you know, very little, but it's a great amount, you know, and great funds, you know, are going so far to help us serve so many. So, yeah, if you're able to give funding, I encourage you to be able to do that.
Well, certainly a great choice. And then also, you've got the one-for-one drive coming up?
Yeah, the one-for-one drive, which is another drive by partnership. It was all day from 6 in the morning and 6 at night. One-for-one will be the same. So it's 6 in the morning to 6 in the evening, all-day drive, and that is coming up on December 12th. And we are actually partner with Zimmer Radio Group with this. Columbia Professional Firefighters and Jefferson City Firefighters. And on that day, we will be at the Lucky's Market in Columbia. And in Jefferson City, we will be at the Orson's Farm and Home in Westlake, Ace Hardware, collecting funds on this day and our food. So I encourage you, if you're around the areas, to be able to stop by and be able to give what you're able to do. But if you're not, you can check us out at our donorperfect.com/one-for-one, and you're able to donate online as well. So another opportunity to be able to help out coming up so many people that are in need of assistance.
I imagine very important this time of year. We're coming up on the holidays, and certainly a lot of folks don't want to think about people going hungry this time of year.
Exactly. I mean, this time of year, certainly, we don't want anyone to be able to worry about where they're going to get their next meal from. In the food bank service area of 32 counties, every one in six people are food insecure, and every one in five are kids. And we certainly don't want that to be hungry, you know, during the holidays. You know, we want to be able to help what we can. But then again, we always stress, you know, it's not, you know, after the holidays, you know, hunger doesn't go away. And we need to continue to be able to do what we can to help the so many people that are need assistance. And you just don't know when it's going to be maybe us, you know, due to a major accident where we're facing medical bills or a lost job or whatever. So I just encourage folks to be able to, you know, help out because it goes so far.
I imagine a lot of the people with food insecurity also may have some trouble with their heating bills and things like that. And, I mean, a hot meal, a hot bowl of soup or just, you know, a hot dinner can certainly make a big difference in their lives and help them out for a little bit for at least that day.
Exactly. You know, a lot of people that are in the situation they are, you know, that's what they're determining. I mean, do I use what I have to purchase, you know, food or, you know, pay medical bills or pay the heating bill or what have you, and they have to make that decision. And, you know, and a lot of times, of course, it's not on the food side. And so we need to be there to be able to help them out. And, of course, if you're out, you know, shopping at the grocery store, you can, you know, see that, you know, it's expensive. You know, items, it adds up fast. So if we can alleviate and help them out with that capacity, with helping with food, then that's certainly what we want to do.
And certainly, especially for the kids that take advantage of the Buddy Pack program, I imagine they're not necessarily looking forward to that Christmas break because they go to school and they know they're getting two meals a day, and now they're looking at maybe 2 weeks where they're not necessarily going to have as much food, right?
Exactly. It's going to be a tough time. And, you know, we can always help out on this end of things. So we try to, the food bank, we try to do what we can, hit all ends as we can with the Buddy Pack and, you know, our general distribution, or we're helping veterans in need as well. And just trying to get as much food out there as we can to help people in the situations that they're facing.
All right. Is there anything else our listeners can do to help out with the food bank for the upcoming month?
Well, I just always encourage people, you know, as we spoke about with funding, you know, we're able to turn that into so much more. So if you're able to spare, you know, $1, $2, whatever, if you're able to help out a child in need, like you said, the break's coming for school, but it'll start up again. And if you want to be able to help out with the Buddy Pack, it's $180 to support. But you can always check us out at sharefoodbringhope.org, and you can always general funds, or any funds, I should say, but you can always designate that to what county. So if you check us out online and want to give, you can just click on the county that you want it to go to, and that will go out to help that specific area, whether that is general funds that's used to purchase food for that specific county, or if it maybe is a child that you want to help at a specific school through the Buddy Pack program, you can do that as well. So, but anyway, a bunch of information on our website. You can check us out. And if you ever have any questions, give us a call, and we'll be happy to answer that, whatever question you got.
Darren White is the regional coordinator with the Food Bank for Central Northeast Missouri. We certainly thank you for your time this morning.
Well, thank you. I certainly appreciate it.
All right. And we're going to take a break. When we come back, we will have the next edition of Living to Serve from the Missouri FFA. That's coming up next here on Information Radio Quicks.
I'm Amy Arrett, founder of Madison Reed, a hair color company I named after my daughter. It's very meaningful to me when I hear customers talk about how Madison Reed at-home hair color has changed their lives. Here's Vicki, one of our very first customers.
Coloring my own hair is easier than I ever imagined. The best part? I no longer have to sit in a salon and pay over $100 to have this done. Now I color it when it's convenient for me, and it takes less than an hour. People compliment me on how great my color is, and my hair is incredibly soft and healthy looking.
Experience beautiful, multidimensional, ammonia-free, salon-quality color for under $25. Join the hundreds of thousands of women who have tried and loved Madison Reed. Find your perfect shade at madison-reed.com and get 10% off plus free shipping on your first color kit. Use code TRUST. That's code TRUST. Try it. Love it. That's the beauty of Madison Reed.
Enjoy a holiday tradition in Arrow Rock. A Christmas Carol, now celebrating its fifth anniversary. From December 12th to the 23rd, the Lyceum brings to life the story of a seemingly heartless miser given one last chance at redemption. Ebenezer Scrooge undergoes an incredible transformation as he's guided through his past, present, and the possibilities of his future. Presented by Lamtech. Call 660-837-3311 or visit lyceumtheater.org. The 2018 season is sponsored in part by Wood and Houston Bank.
The Rush Limbaugh Radio Program.
Every program is a brilliantly conceived and flawlessly executed strategy. I understand that some of you new listeners are going to be confused. That's the idea. I just realize that there are far more powerful ways to make a point than to say something in 5 or 6 seconds. It's about inspiring your own brains to get into gear, to start thinking about things.
Hear the Rush Limbaugh Show weekdays from 11 till 2 on Quix.
This is the Living to Serve Network, powered by the Missouri FFA Association, created and produced by Jarrett Holden. And now, your host.
On today's episode of the Living to Serve Network, we will discuss the importance of agriculture advocacy. I'm your host, Madeline Dirks, and I'm currently serving as one of the Missouri FFA State Vice Presidents. I'm from King City, Missouri, and I'm currently a student at the University of Missouri Columbia, where I am studying agribusiness management and agriculture communications. I grew up on an Angus cow-calf operation that my family owns and operates, so my passion for agriculture began as a little girl helping my dad do chores. I also raise boar goats as a part of my supervised agriculture experience and have my own Angus cow herd. Today we are speaking with Trent Luce about agriculture advocacy and its importance to both producers and consumers. So my first question for you is, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your background in agriculture?
Well, I'm a sixth generation U.S. farmer. Actually grew up in Quincy, Illinois. My family still farms the same land that the first Luce came to from Germany in 1832. So the moral of the story is I don't know any better way. And my wife and I now raise three girls. Three girls are 20, 16, and 13. And we have 100 sows, 100 cows, and 30 horses in central Nebraska. My wife's a fifth-generation farmer, and we live and operate our ranch in the same county that she grew up in.
Awesome. So why is it important to be an advocate for the agriculture industry?
Well, it's a big, long question, and I'm sure you don't have a three-hour program to answer that, but we'll get right to it. The main reason is that a lot of purchase decisions on food are being based upon misinformation today. I started being an advocate 20 years ago, 1998, in fact, and I wanted to start telling the story because people just didn't know where their food came from. And now I find in 2018, they know too much about where their food comes from. Problem is, too much of what they know isn't so. So the real reason that we need to be on the front lines of educating people about who, where, and how is producing their food is because there are a lot of groups, a lot of people making money misleading the consumer. And we just want to make sure that they know exactly what has been put into place, the environmental improvements that were made while producing the essentials of life, food, fiber, pharmaceuticals, and fuel.
Absolutely. So how do you effectively advocate to reach consumers?
There is no silver bullet. There's not one way to do that. Each person needs to do that in their own way that they feel comfortable. Advocating is nothing more than sharing your life experiences. every person is an expert in their own experiences, and every person has contributed to producing the healthiest, the safest, the lowest cost food supply in the world to the United States consumer. Many of the best advocates, I feel, are those that simply talk at their dinner table, that talk to their cousins, their aunts, their uncles, their sister-in-laws. There's no one silver bullet, and people often ask me, well, where can I go to school to learn to be an advocate or some certification program? And that's not necessary. Everybody has contributed to the cause, and all we need to do is talk to one person, one day at a time, about what our small role in contributing to improving the planet and improving human health has actually been. So the answer to that question is just be a good listener. It's not about being the best speaker. It's about being the best listener. Because if you're not listening to the questions people are asking, you're wasting your time talking.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Living to Serve Network. Tune in next week to hear from Regan Ragsdale, our Missouri FFA State Secretary. I'm Madeline Dirks, your host, signing off. Have a good day, everyone.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 0303 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 0303. Enjoy.
You don't have to be a superhero to make a difference. Each time you donate blood, you help 3 people. Be a hero in your community by donating blood at the next Randolph County Blood Drive, December 6th at Central Christian College of the Bible between 2 and 6 p.m. This blood drive reminder is brought to you by MCS Office Equipment, KB Tire and Auto, A Stroke of Magic, Valentine Insurance Agency, and Domino's Pizza, all of Moberly.
It's At Home with Gary Sullivan.
Greg, welcome.
Last fall, I had a colored and stamped concrete patio put in, and in the last step, they fling this concrete.
Right.
When he was tossing it around, a lot of it came up on the deck. You know, I used soap and water, and this seems like it set into the wood.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of like a dry pigment. I'm sure once it hits water, it created like a stain. I would think that the only thing that's really going to clean it would be a deck stripper. It's the only thing that's going to strip that out.
Saturday mornings from 9 till noon and Sunday night 7 till 9 on Quicks.
It is 8:54. Taking a look at your forecast for today. Be sunny, highs in the mid-40s, southwest winds around 10. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then cloudy, a slight chance of rain showers and snow showers after midnight, lows near 30, southwest winds around 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, cloudy with a chance of snow showers in the morning, then partly cloudy in the afternoon. Highs will be in the low 30s. North winds around 10. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-teens. Friday, partly cloudy, highs in the upper 20s. Friday night, partly cloudy, lows in the upper teens. Saturday through Sunday, partly cloudy, highs in the low 30s. Lows in the upper teens. Sunday night, mostly clear. Lows in the upper teens. Monday through Tuesday, clear. Highs in the upper 30s. Lows will be around 20 degrees. Use one of the streaming services for your entertainment. Video at home, Netflix, Hulu, things like that. You may still get commercials while using those services. Variety magazine reporting TV viewers may dislike commercial breaks, but Madison Avenue hopes to get them to watch ads during a very different kind of interruption. Coca-Cola struck advertising gold in 1929 by introducing the slogan, The Pause That Refreshes. In 2019, there is new hope of a similar concept, a refreshing pause that carries a word from a sponsor. Consumers have more power these days to avoid ads. But maybe they'll show interest in commercials that come on the screen during interludes. of the shows they get from their streaming sessions and on-demand playback. Variety suggests you imagine an ad for a soda beer that comes on the screen just as you decide to stop the action during a run of an episode of Black-ish on Hulu to go to the kitchen for a snack. Or an ad for toilet paper. There's no guarantee viewers will welcome ads showing up while you pause your programming any more than they do the current ads on TV. But some outlets are betting that they will. Jeremy Heflin, Vice President, Head of Advertising Platforms for Hulu, says that service intends to unveil what it calls pause ads next year. When a user chooses to stretch or get a snack, it's a natural break from the storytelling experience. AT&T also hopes to use the pause to lend new momentum to TV advertising. The company, which owns DirecTV and UVerse, expects to launch technology next year that puts a full motion video on a screen when a user decides to take a break. Quote, we know you're going to capture 100% viewability when they pause and unpause. End quote, says Matt Van Houten, Vice President of Product at Xander.